Proclamation number 8681 of 22nd of November, 1963. Ego consciousness state and free will. You receive your free will, as well as you as an I-conscious being. As a human being. Go over the earth and also enter the kingdom of the beyond with this self-awareness. Only in the time of your change through the creation of earth is your will bound, and also the I-consciousness lacks you, because you were dissolved into innumerable little particles, which have only gathered again in the stage as man, which also has triggered the I-consciousness of an individual being in you. So then you are also again in possession of free will, and you will now also keep it, no matter what degree of maturity your soul can register on earth or in the hereafter. And free will in you can bring about everything. It can again lead your soul to highest perfection, as it once plunged the being into deepest depths and the being was not prevented from what its will strived for. But will is the sign of divine origin. It is the sign that the creature was and is a divine being, even if it still moves in a very low degree of maturity. Free will can strive endlessly far from God, and it can again seek and establish the most intimate connection with Him, and it is in no way forced from God, but can also not be forced on the part of the opponent. Why therefore every direction of will determines the being itself and therefore also creates its own state or degree of maturity itself. This is therefore also the reason for the difference of beings, the difference of men on earth and also of souls in the kingdom on the other side. Because every soul forms itself according to its will, which can cause both highest happiness as also deepest misery for it and is never inevitably directed differently, as it determines the soul itself. When God gave life to the beings, He put them out as something free independent apart from Himself. And that also meant that every being itself could develop its will, because without free will no divine creature could be thought, which itself embodied life. Only when it had misused its will did it thereby also surrender its life. It became dead works to which all wanting was impossible, which now had to submit to a higher will because it had lost life through the misuse of its will and now first had to come to a certain degree of life again through the will of God. It now became active according to divine will, thus it was under a certain law of compulsion, yet always with the aim to regain free will and then to use it right, i.e., according to divine will. Only this aim, to once again live according to God's will and free will, to subordinate free will to divine will, is to be pursued by man on earth. Who is therefore again in possession of free will. According to this aim he is to live and seek to achieve it, and he will again become a divine being in all perfection, for the alignment of his own free will with God's will means return to him who once gave life to the human being and his soul. It means equal willing and thinking, equal love and bliss with God. It means that the former creature of God has become his child, because it has made right use of free will and has therefore shaped itself to love, which requires free will, to which the soul itself had to give the right direction of aim to come to eternal life in bliss, to reach the adoption as a child of God, which guarantees the most blissful lot to a being. As work it was once created, but had to form itself to a child of God, for which free will was first precondition. You therefore to accomplish something your God and Creator could not give, acquire divine perfection in free will, certainly with the support of your God and Creator, however not driven to it by his power. The love in you had to be so strong that it felt drawn towards your Creator and sought to unite with Him. The profound love also enters into the will of God of its own accord. The being which is full of love is in the same will with God. The will subordinates itself to God and yet is not determined by God to submit itself to Him. It remains free and will also eternally remain free, because the highest aim which God has striven for since the zero beginning is and will remain that the being freely gives love to Him out of itself and reciprocates His great love, which makes itself and all beings happy without limit for all eternity. Amen.